There are a lot of secrets to success, but I think there's one particular secret that we need to take out from the toolbox and shine a light on, because too few people know about it. Thank you so much for joining me today on Business Mindset Mastery. I'm your host, Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership expert for business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today I wanted to, hopefully, if I do this right and I've got my words right, I will keep it quick for you, because I was looking in my feed of episodes that I've done for y'all in the past couple of weeks, and I'm seeing those episodes tally up to 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and you've all been sitting with me for a lot. So thank you for having these hard conversations with me, but I do want to try to do my very best to keep it short and sweet. One of the things I try to live by is to be the change I want to see in the world. And what that often ends up meaning, much to my dismay, is the things that tick me off and annoy me about the world, I end up having to go and do something about, or put my two cents in, or try to do something differently, because just being irritated and walking away doesn't really serve me very well, and it never works, because then I just keep going on a rant. And I try very hard not to live my life in repetitive mic drop truth bomb moments. So one of the things that really kind of gets to me is when I'm on social media and I see somebody kind of vaguely referring to having a hard time. And they'll say something like, really in the struggle today, could use some thoughts and prayers, hoping, you know, where are all my other hardworking mamas out there? Who else is in the grind? Who else is in the struggle? Blah, 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 blah. And people refer to being in this hard time, and they don't give enough specifics for people to kind of, you know, like myself, who would jump in and give some quick advice or some quick direction. They don't particularly put out a message that implies that they're wanting to solve the problem for themselves. So it largely ends up coming across as this victim, just like seeking attention. I often, when I see those posts, my personal response, my personal bias, my personal, you hear me saying this, this is just me, this is just my opinion. When I see those posts, I feel manipulated. It feels like a cry for attention to get a bunch of people to say, oh, you're great, you're awesome, keep at it. And I think that we all need attention and we all need validation. But when you're not direct about it and you're not clear with what the struggle is, and you're just vaguely telling me that you're having a hard time, that for me is the receiver of that social media message feels manipulated. So one of the things in this vein that I do, because it's an annoying trait that annoys the piss out of me, is I try to be the change I want to see. And what I actually want to see is somebody to say, I'm hurting, I'm struggling, I need help. Right? And I think that on some level, that's what these folks are doing when they make these posts. So one of the things that I do, and I've made this a habit, is I've said to people in a private message, hey, I saw your post. I saw you were having a bad day. It seems like this is the third post in a week where you've been talking about it. It seems like you're just in it. Would you like to have a chat, one human to another? And then I send a link to my schedule for like what I call being human. Like, it's not a sales call. I'm not going to pitch you. I'm not going to get up all in your business, but you're telling me you're hurting. Would you like to talk about it? I get zero response. Hardly ever anybody takes me up on it. Every once in a while, somebody will take me up on it. But more often than not, I either get ignored or somebody says, oh, thank you so much, but you know, I'm good, I'll, you know, and whatever. And so part of this is me having to recognize that I'm not going to be everyone's cup of tea, that me helping them or talking to them is actually not going to be what's helpful. The other piece that I kind of have to know and own is that in this sleazy, spammy, salesy world we live in, people are probably suspicious of me and think that even though I'm saying, hey, let's just be two human people talking about the human experience, that they hear or feel that a pitch will come and they feel like they may be manipulated on the other side. So I am going to give credit to those two possible objections. But at the end of the day, There are people who are saying they're struggling. I am offering my hand and I am saying, I'm here. I would like to help. The skill and the secret to success sometimes is accepting help. And I don't think you'll find that in very many success strategy books. But if you look at the most successful people you know, the people you follow, the people who you admire, the people who you consider mentors, none of those people did it themselves. I certainly haven't met my level of success by myself. I have a whole network of people who have helped me be visible, who have put my name out there, who have referred to me, who have given me a hand up, who've listened and been on the other end of these crying, sobbing boxes. I'm calling you you out, Heather Clark. You know I'm talking to you on that. Like, I have, like, you know, I have been lifted by people, and I want to lift people. That's how I want to move through the world. And I think of that skill as accepting help, of recognizing we can't do it by ourselves. We shouldn't be doing it by ourselves. In a couple of episodes down the line, coming down the pike, I want to talk to all of you about the epidemic of loneliness in our world, not just in the business space. People talk about solopreneurs being really lonely and online business owners being really lonely. There are a shit ton of people sitting in corporate offices who are just as lonely as they are, because we have an epidemic of loneliness in our society and in our culture, and we're only just scratching the surface of that conversation. And if we want to heal ourselves, we have to do so through connection. And if we want to be successful, we have to own that we are reliant on connection. We may be able to get there by ourselves, because you know what? I can tell you there's some things that I've been stubborn as anything about, and I've just gotten there on my own by myself. Thank you very much. I'm remembering when I packed up my own apartment and moved myself from Medford to California, and I did the entire damn thing by myself when I could have asked a friend, and I could have asked for help, and I could have accepted somebody's offer. So this whole concept isn't foreign to me, but so often we're like chasing dreams and we're going after the brass ring and we're tripped up and we're stuck and we don't know an answer to a question, but we don't want somebody to think that we're just taking advantage of them, or we don't want to be seen as one of those picking your brain people, or what we call the assholes, right? Who ask the questions and never actually do anything with the advice. But if you are struggling and you can't even get out of your own way, and somebody happens to see you and notice you and be aware of you, and they offer help, and somebody says, hey, if you ever need anything, or hey, if you'd like my help, think about how many times we are offered that, and people, and we as sort of the receivers of that just say, oh, we're fine. No, really, great. I am challenging you to sort of embrace yourself, invest in yourself, by being willing to accept help. Do a little quick inventory of seeing the number of times people have offered their 2 cents and you haven't taken them up on it. People who have offered you a hand, who have held the door open. I can't tell you, by the way, how many times that happens, where I see somebody coming into the same store, so I'm holding the door for them even though they're 10 or 15 steps away, and they go, oh, no, that's fine. Really? Like, I'm here. If I didn't want to open the door, I wouldn't be opening the door for you. So I want you to think about, you know, we talk about this on the show all the time. How are we getting in our own way? How are you getting in your own way when there are people responding to you, asking, like offering help, offering to sort of look something over for you, offering advice, offering time, and how often are you saying no? And if you're not where you want to be in your life or where you want to be in your business, I can promise you that some of those roads to why will stem from you didn't say yes. That is my challenge today. I know I promised I'd keep it short and sweet. I don't think I did that too well, but hopefully the point has been made. And if you're getting value from the show, the things I'm putting out there, it would really, really benefit me. And it would be such a nice, lovely thank you note or a love note to me if you would take a moment to go into your podcast app and to leave a review, or take a second, tag me over on Instagram. You can find me at Heather Gray Consulting, and tag me on Instagram and let me know that you're listening to the show. And wow, I would surely appreciate that. Thank you so much for bearing with me in all my words, and I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.